The baddest of bitches.
Bad bitches. What's up, Thomas Jones?
Hello, Eric Hollebach.
So what are we doing? We're outside Siberia right now.
We're at a comic strip about to do some comedy.
Chris Lane's the host.
Oh, Chris Lane.
Kind of waiting. We're the only comics here, I think.
It's like us, Ryan, Jazzy, and was the first one like Gloom?
Oh yeah, there was someone on the list that I didn't recognize.
It was like a one word name.
It's like Oprah, but he's groomed.
Groomed.
Yeah, I guess he's fresh or something on the downstairs and the top, bro.
Man, just well trimmed and taken care of.
Now, that's a great segue. So you're a professional of sorts.
I wouldn't call myself a professional.
Well, you have been with couples, and you have been like their official cuck, you know? Do you stay trimmed on your downstairs? Do you stay presentable when you're going into these circumstances?
I find, like, you kind of just kind of go with the flow and whatever they like. I kind of keep it, like, not
yeah, but
trimmed.
you got to be the cuck though. You know, you got to be the fucking not.
But
the
what?
Cuck,
but what you got to
think? The dominator.
Yeah. The term is the bull.
Oh, okay.
Some people like to call you the alpha cuck, but like the couples, they'll call you the bull. But like what you got to understand is like the reason you're coming in is for something that the husband either can't. Or otherwise, rather see somebody else do.
The hard work.
The hard work, yes. The heavy lifting. So, the husband is usually cleaner. He's trimmed. He's usually skinnier, you know, gangly a little bit. And your bulls are usually bigger guys. Like, I got a gut. I wasn't significantly taller than him, but I was taller. I was broader.
Now, there's all kinds of jealousy games here because, you know, you're fucking the guy's wife in front of him. And it's, like, it's supposed to elicit shame. It's supposed to elicit inadequacy. He's supposed to feel inadequate. Do they cry?
That's some couples. I find that...
Definitely not, man. We're recording something.
It's different for some couples. Like, for some couples, it is the degrading aspect of it. But the couples that I have been with, it was more of a pleasure fantasy. It's, for them, sex was, you know, you were trying to get to this peak. And how the husband felt was, well, I want my wife to get to that peak. And even if I can't get her there, it gets me off seeing her get there.
So, okay. So, the facilitator. They feel like they have more control. Over, it's not like really cheating because they're like the husbands are facilitating this and they're in the room, they're a part of the process, the interview process. You got to interview with the couple like a job. What happened Saturday?
just slide down to it. So I had told you about a couple that I had been with a long time ago. It's been a year and a half since I've been with that couple. Well, they had recently emailed me, and we got to talking, and they were saying that they had another couple ask them, you know, about a third, and my name came up, and they said, you know, would you be interested in meeting with this couple? They're younger than us.
Okay.
So, you know, it might be more comfortable. So, you know.
You got a referral.
Yes. It's not my first, either.
Wow. Are you just, like, the fucking booty bull? Are you the the hammer? The Kenner hot dog, bro? What's your territory? Can you franchise out?
I mean, I think I can. I've been thinking about registering myself as an LLC.
Okay.
So, like, that way, like, my bedroom and all my lube, it's all tax deductible.
Great business plan. Great business plan. All right. What kind of porno do you like? This is going to be a porno podcast. You know, I've already done one of these with Keegan Connell. That episode was... And pretty soon we'll get there. Right now we're doing a show. after the show, we're going to get some fried chicken, and we're going to go back to my place and, like, look at some porn. But before we get there, can you just give us a preview?
A preview of my...
Like, what do you like? What do we like? What are we Googling soon?
I like a lot of... A lot of BBW stuff. I like bigger women. I love big women.
Big beautiful women. BBW.
Big beautiful women. Yes. Sometimes you got to put an SS in front of that.
What does that mean?
Supersized big beautiful women.
Wow.
I like that weird Japanese groping porn.
That gropey porn, do you say?
Yeah, it's like when the Japanese girl is like on a bus, and then it's like. Hands just come out of nowhere. She's just like, oh no, I don't want it, but here's my nipples.
Oh,
you know?
No, I'm getting groped by all this.
Oh, this strange hand. Like, it's
I saw
so
this weird tentacle porn the other day. Yeah, there was this tentacle porn where, like, hey, what's up, Yurgo?
You're good.
Now, we're about to do what you didn't have the heart to a year ago.
What? Are you talking about porn?
A porno podcast.
Yeah, dude.
You were like, let's talk about Mormons. I was like, I want to know your
There's
shit,
no such
bro.
Thing as Mormon porn.
Not even a little?
Polygamy?
Like, wow. It's just group sex.
Whoa.
No, it's like, yeah, I got all these women that I will sleep with one at a time, only a missionary position.
Isn't this funny that, like, my mother was a Mormon. I've never gone to Mormon church, and he still brings it up as, like, part of my identity. You can never get rid of it.
I'm not even Jewish. Everyone thinks I'm a Jew because
yeah,
of how I talk.
He's been a secret Jew forever.
See, a secret Jew implies something.
Like,
that implies...
Like, he talks about his mom. He's like, Eric, you never call. I can't do Jewish voices, but, like, he does a Jewish voice. That makes me think like you're fucking Jewish.
You don't do a good Jewish voice, but you do a great impression of Eric.
Oh, no, that's a good Eric impression.
I do it again.
List this up.
Fucking annoying people. They keep on making the dog bark. They're like, hey, dog, speak. I'm like can someone stab? How about dog stab? Stab that fucking dog. Shut that fucking thing up. What is happening?
It's not his fault.
The dog?
No, it's not the dog's fault.
You can't blame the bull for being the bull. No, but I can blame the fucking people for telling them to bark.
Yeah, you blame the people. Don't stab the dog, though. All right, so we just got the list.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to Gene's and pick up some chicken.
Placing an order.
So we can eat it and watch porn together.
Yeah. This is going to be a good day.
We're going to get greasy dick.
Yo, first one to come wins, bro. It's like real life.
I didn't know it was competition.
Yeah, so we're going to get all the porn ready, and then we're just going to whack it, and maybe a podcast will happen, but
I'll tell you,
knows.
Man, I get a little pee shot.
Oh, yeah? Performance anxiety?
I mean...
Have you ever knocked out a boner when you're cucking? When you're cuck-domin? Have you ever had a boner issue?
The first time, yes.
Yeah.
It's because what you don't realize is, like, it's not like, okay, you're watching, you're fucking this dude's wife and he's watching.
Yeah.
It's more of, you're fucking this dude's wife and he's cheering you on.
So, like, that's like a double whammy?
It's just
too
like,
much, too much is going on?
Yeah, it's just like, no one's ever had to, okay.
Woo-woo-woo.
Like, no one's ever been dependent on me to fuck good besides, like, my partner.
Right.
But, like, now you put, like, this whole other third party to it.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Am I ordering?
No, I'll get it. All right. I'm going to turn.
Please welcome your first comedian of the evening. He is the host of the podcast... Highway Diary, Mr. Eric Hollerback, ladies and gentlemen. Typical for Chris Lane. What a beautiful, generous host.
Comic.
We're continuing on here with Thomas Jones.
How's it going?
What's up, Thomas Jones? We're at the University of New Orleans, and now it's just about watching pornos. Now it's about deep secrets, fun secrets, going into the mind of an actual cuckolder when he's in training mode.
Getting down to the nitty-gritty, man.
You know, it's like not always are you in front of a couple. Sometimes it's just like you need your own fantasies to get worked.
Right.
You know? So what exactly is your fetish? And I'm looking at Yurika Fat Booty Japanese porn. Now, what is, like, Yurika Fat Booty? What, like, do you know what that means? What am I looking at here, Thomas?
As you can see, this is a video of an Asian woman, Japanese in fact, after a shower, and she's just getting dressed, and she's taking care of herself. This okay. Video, you just admire this, man. You just sit back and enjoy.
So you just watch her like, oh, wow, look, she's a real woman. She's putting her clothes back on. What if I was just, you know, a fly in the wall? What if I could, like, look in the girls' locker room? What are they doing? See the nice side boob? It's very tasteful.
It's like, this video is just all about the preparation.
Yeah.
And then once she gets all comfy, that's when the groping starts.
The groping?
Yes.
So all of a sudden, dudes come out of the closet or whatever, they're sliding?
It's just one dude.
All right. That's ketchup. That's sriracha sauce. We went to Gene's Po' Boy today, and we decided to check out their fried chicken. So we're eating fried chicken. We're looking at porn. She's got a lot of, like, oils on her booty, you know? It's, like, constantly oils on my booty.
Yeah, bro. It's just... Just who needs that much oil? She does.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to rub it all in. Yes, put more on. She needs to...
What a long process women go through just to wake up in Japan. It's almost like, is the economy doing well? Is it doing bad? Who cares? Look at that. Wow. All right, let's just fast forward a little bit. See, now I just fast forward. Now she's all dressed.
A little bit more.
All right, let's keep going. What'd she say?
Oh, no, that must be Japanese.
Okay, so now it's bedtime.
Just a little bit. Here it comes.
So she's fast asleep now, and now a creeper came through the window, and he's just rubbing that booty that's all oiled up.
See, nothing dirty about this. Just admire. This is ass worship to, like...
Yeah.
The definition.
This is also like, I just fell asleep, and I had no control, and I didn't give my consent, but I guess I have admirers. She's definitely passed out here. What is with that? It's almost like she would prefer to be passed out in this scenario. Like, you know, that's part of her fantasy.
I don't know. I feel like it is like a lot of Japanese porn where it's like the girl's just like, oh, I'm so defenseless.
Yeah.
Don't take advantage of me as they take off their skirts.
Yeah.
I'm just Japanese high school girl. I don't know any better.
I'm so sleepy. But now he's just like, look, oh man, he's pulling back her little shirt. Now he's going after the boobs. He's groping them. It's pretty hot. I can see how this is like a slow boil.
Right.
You have a party. You have this in the background. All your friends come over. You know? Who knows what's going to happen? When your friend falls asleep, you just start jerking it. Because he's defenseless, you know.
Just rub on him slowly, dude.
It's just like, it's more of just a worship. It's very, you're appreciative.
It's very common.
See, that's what I like. I like thin t-shirts. So you see the little nipples. When girls wear thin t-shirts and no bra, oh my god, some girls almost... those girls that almost came into Siberia, and they're like, there's a $5 cover. And the door guy was like, okay, all you 15 tens, how about you just go away if you don't have a cover? You let those girls in, those bad bitches, all of a sudden it's like people call their friends. These 15 bad bitches, these sexy, sexy bitches are in Siberia. Hotter than the burlesque dancers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a good move. Let those ladies in for free.
Hey, man.
Well, I like this under the shirt. He's just grabbing under the shirt. Okay, let's move on.
Right.
We got a lot of porno to get through.
We really do.
We have a lot of chicken here. This is Plumper Lesbian Orgy. So we just have a bunch of real big women. They're not taking care of their bodies, and they're just all lesbos. Look how much those things sag. Look at those saggers.
Bruh, just...
Man, when your tits start, like, they're, like, straight down, and they're rubbing against... Like, the nipples are rubbing against your belly when you're walking around. There's zero perkiness left over. What are you doing, man? Wow. You got the vibrator going. They're all just taking care of the one lady. Wow. The woman on the left is so much grosser than the other one.
I mean, what's that not to get into? It's just like, just so
it's
much
just
woman.
A party.
Just so much woman to worship. Just get in there, man.
Yeah. They got a vibrator and they're just like, you're gonna come first, bitch. Until that fucking Reza Kids just comes out your pulse out of the That's just girls hanging out. I like this video.
Yeah, this is just a normal afternoon, man.
Wow, I think she... Wow. Now, what do you think about the vibrator use? Because some people think that the vibrator use is controversial because, you know, if you use a vibrator so much that pretty soon your pussy can only get off with the vibrator because a guy's penis can't do that. It right. can't hum at 74 beats per minute, you know? You ever deal with that in cuckold situations where the girl's pussy's desensitized? You know, you're doing your bulwark, you're getting in there, and it's like, okay, well...
I actually keep, like, a little vibrating pill on me.
A vibrating what?
It's like a little, you know, just like a little itty-bitty old... I call it a pill because it's just pill-shaped, and, you know, you click it once, and it's...
And it goes onto, it fits onto a cock ring?
No, I you know, it's just loose, and I just have it, and I just kind of use it, like, sometimes for nipple stimulation. Sometimes I'll move it down your leg. Sometimes I'll just stick it right on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just kind of all about using it effectively. Because, you know, yeah, of course your girl's going to use a vibrator, you know, when you're not around.
Right.
But it's being able to use it effectively while you're fucking to keep things interesting.
Now, these big women are just sucking each other's udders now. They have to pick up the titty to get in there. That's hot.
That's hot. Bro, that's just all that titty. Just all that ass.
It's not just like more is always better, though. You know what I mean? Oh, look at this. You're not just like, oh, if you were my wife, I'd be like, did you do the chores today? Like, did you rake the leaves or did you, you know what I mean? Get out of your fucking chair all day. And she'd be like, no, I was just eating. I had like 17 omelets. And I'd be like, oh, all right. I'm going to fucking shoot you in the head now. I always say it's like a good place to get married if you're near a desert where you can bury your wife. Or if like it's a good place to get married if you can like take her to the bayou and put like chicken blood all over her and throw her in with the gators. You want no evidence. You're dating one of these, like, 600-pounders. You know what I mean? You gotta, like, make sure that several gators are involved. You know what I mean? You gotta dig, like, a much deeper ditch in the sand dune. you know?
We've got to prep the area the day before.
Whoa, so now they got a strap on. It is weird to me when lesbians suck on a strap-on to give the strap-on a blowjob, because it's like, that's really nobody's feeling that pleasure. You know what I mean?
I feel like a lot of times that's just like the whole male fantasy part of it, where it's just like, oh, there's a penis, let me put my mouth on it so guys can just be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. But see, she's fucking the fat woman with the strap-on, but it just seems like it's just disappearing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, look, it's only getting, like, two inches of depth because of just, like, the positioning. She's leaving, like, 4 inches of dick on the outside because she can't get to it because her legs are so fucking humongous. Wow. It's just a girl party. Oh, my God, we're buying Tupperware. Fuck each other with strap-on.
I just hate, like, just fuck. Don't give me the whole, meh. Don't give me porn dialogue.
No yapping?
Yeah, it's like.
This is pretty interesting. Like, I've never seen, like, two fat women, like, fucking the shit out of each other with a strap on.
Dude, just watch it every day for a year, and then you'll be.
She can't even get off the couch! She's trying to, like, do a different position. She's stuck like a turtle on her back. Oh, okay, so we're doing this one from behind. Now everyone's just lining up to get fucked by the strap-on. I like there's, like, one black chick and three white chicks, and everyone's just in there, you know? Everyone's got a job to do.
Oh, yeah, you know? You gotta.
No job is too. All right, let's move on. We're going down just... A BBW.
Oh, yeah. You're about to go down the goddamn rabbit hole right now.
All right. So now we're watching a movie. It starts with a fishing vessel. And the title on Pornhub is Super Fat Mermaid Fuck and Fisherman. I don't think that... Super Fat Mermaid Fuck and Fisherman. I don't know if that's proper English. I don't know if that's whatever. But we're looking at credits rolling as a fishing vessel.
I think this movie is called Fat Beach Patrol.
All right.
The disappointment in your face is just, like, awesome to me.
I'm into it. I think I'm, like, this is more, not, like, sexy for me. This is more just, like, exploring Ahab McGinnis. No director is actually going to put the real names.
Another Alan Smithy pick.
But he's like, hey, I'll be on a boat. They'll pay me $1,000. All right, I'll direct it.
I hear, like, just...
Call me Ahab and give me, like, 6 pints of fucking Guinness and we'll do this show. Okay, so... So they open the fishing net, and there's a big, big ginger lady. Her hair is... Which... Her hair isn't even wet. That's what's the most embarrassing. She's like, bitch, I'll fuck on the boat next to dead fish. But there's no way I'm getting in that ocean water. Alright, now she's a second of dick.
I'll admit, like, so the last video, yeah, I find, like, girls, like, that attractive, and, you know, I find, like, a lot of people get mad at people that are into bigger women, that are into BBWs, because they always say, well, you're fetishizing women. You're fetishizing, you know, their body size. You know, you don't really like them. But the truth is, like, don't we all fetishize body sizes?
Of course.
It's just like, I'm into bigger women, but, like, there are times, like, her. I wouldn't say, like, I would date a woman her size.
Yeah?
Not that, like, I'm against big women. All women out there, I love all of you. Size doesn't matter. But I will say, like, her body shape and size, I do fetishize.
I do feel like women are allowed to fetishize guys. You know, they are allowed to say, like,
Oh, I want a guy who's tall, dark, and handsome. Tall? What about short guys? Oh my God, lady, you're ruining the self-esteem of all the short guys out there.
Right.
Just because guys are very, like, visually stimulated. They're, like, the visual is most of what guys are into with girls.
Right.
Because physiologically. I don't know, man. If we picked up this, the fattest mermaid in a fishing boat, and one guy was like, I'm going to fuck it, I'd be like, cool. I'm going to go downstairs and, like, chop some fish up or something. Like, you can do whatever you want.
I'm a... You're so against it. Like, there's not even...
It's not that I'm not against it politically.
I'm going to poke you in the butt once.
I'm not, like, politically against that. I, like that other people enjoy this because then it's, like, takes the heat off me. But, like, we were talking about, like, this one girl... You know, it's like following me to like different venues, and she's kind of like a bigger girl.
Right.
You know, I'm doing stand up. She kind of knows me from one place. And all of a sudden, this girl like is showing up to all these places that I'm doing stand up at. And it's just that she's like 600 pounds bigger than me. So I'm just like not into it, you know? Yeah. I feel awkward trying to explain that to her. So when I see her coming close to me for a conversation or for anything, I just start running.
I think you should be allowed to just be like, hey, look, I'm just not attracted to you.
Yeah.
Because you, I mean, of course, not every guy could be into bigger women.
Well, that's fair. And I feel like you shouldn't be stigmatized for, like, I feel like there's this whole thing going around, like if you don't, if you wouldn't date a black person, you're racist, or if you wouldn't date, like,
right.
You know, and it's just like, you're allowed to have preferences.
Right. You know?
You're allowed to be attracted to people, you know.
And some guys, some people are like, oh, I'm gay, or I'm this, or I'm that. It's like, okay, that's your thing. You know, it's not threatening to anybody else. Wow, she's just really sucking it like it's a fucking foot long, bro, with chili. Alright, we can let's move on. Now see, this is the body type. So if you're at home, if you're Googling stuff, I would say Google the words nudist teen Maria. I think this chick, if you do Google nudist teen Maria image search, that is the perfect body the most perfect body I've ever seen. Her breasts are like perky. Her body is thin. It's just unbelievable. Now, any reaction, any boner reaction to this person?
Don't get me wrong. She's very attractive, and I can dig her, you know, from her face to her body structure, you know?
It's like a Ukrainian, like, bombshell, bro.
She's beautiful, but I just prefer bigger women. Like, her hips aren't big enough.
Yeah.
I like thick hips and big breasts.
So, like, how many pounds would she have to gain for you to be like, yo? If she was how big would you start to be into it?
I don't know. I can't really put a number on it. Like,
so let's say, looking at this picture, if she's 100 pounds in this picture, if she's, like, 180, you're, like, much more interested?
I don't think so, yeah.
Yeah. That's not convincing you? Good Lord, look at this girl.
She's just like, this. There should be like, look, it's just like, kind of like, and then, yeah, there's a little jet up. No, bro, I like.
You like the hourglass. You like,
I like
more
hourglasses.
Like the jetty, the I curvy. Like,
yes, curves, dude.
Good Lord.
Curves.
I just think she's perfect.
You gotta be thick.
Thick?
Yes.
She's not, you take her out to a restaurant, she gets the appetizer, she's like, I'm full. You're like, okay, I only spent $10 here. You know what I mean? The other broad, you're going to be throwing like 19 sirloins down her fucking gullet. It's going to cost you fucking, the tab's going to come around, it's going to be like $4.50. You're going to be like, yeah, I know, right? $4.50, right? That's what I'm dealing with. All right, so this is a video that I'm looking forward to watching. Now, this is a bust. Now, a bunch of police are outside a house.
We know you're in there.
There's sirens. They're flashing their mag lights in. You know, now they're in the boiler room. They're walking around.
Andrew,
They're gonna bust someone.
Yeah, they gotta. I don't think they have a warrant, but they're gonna force their way in anyway. It's a travesty how the police system treats black men.
I know. Especially when it's like two like busty MILF cops.
See,
they
just,
they just bust the door in.
They like, just kick his
That's
door
totally
in.
That's totally unconstitutional. They need a warrant from a judge signed. They're busting in. Total rogue cops. Uh-oh. They find the guy in the closet. I didn't even do shit, bro.
Oh, yeah?
They're just being just so aggressive. And just abusing their power.
Yeah. Now you're just like a skinny African American man, and we're two fat titted MILFs. What's. But now it's like too much paperwork. Like they realize that he was clean. They realize he was clean. But now they gotta like make sure he doesn't tell nobody.
Right.
I wonder how much like leeway the director gave the women to make up their own dialogue.
Like how close are they getting to like wild racism?
So now one of them, now they're just like taking his shirt off. One of them is like feeling up his dick with their boot.
With the boot of justice. Like, why does the boot of justice got to just come down on?
But it's really like the boot. The boot of justice is not a threatening boot. It's more of like a, hey, what's up, partner? Wow. My friend owns this property. Now they're like interrogating him, and they're shoving their tits on his the back of his head.
I'm
really giving them something here.
Hey man, they gotta do what they gotta do to get the information.
Yeah.
It's
I love the uniforms. They both have guns. It looks like, is that a real gun? It looks like they have real guns. Gun. You don't think that's a real gun?
Well, they're like, hey, you're a porn star, here's a real fucking gun.
Yeah, but they could also like have the gun. Is that a dick on the ground? Right there?
What is it?
That looks like a fake dick to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It looks like it was stage left, like already there. Is that a dick? That's a just okay. Now they're just taking his underwear off.
Just
he's not even hard. He's like, am I going to jail? What's happening here? And they're like, wow, this is, I like this. They're taking charge.
It's.
I think this is supposed to be like, hey, look, black people, you know, the police system isn't always bad. Sometimes two busty white MILFs will come in, they'll bust you, you'll say some bullshit about how it's not your house, and they'll be like, all right, whatever, whatever. And then they'll like suck your dick for like 25 minutes.
I'll admit, like, this is kind of, like, the closest to BDSM.
Now it's not there anymore. Someone mentioned that. Now it's not there anymore.
They're like, hey, cut. Let's get the fake dick out of here.
I want to see when that was there. I'm going, now I'm just scrolling back. I'm trying to figure out when that fake dick showed up. See, it's not there when they first take his thing off. See, they're taking his shirt off. It's not there, right? But if you go further in, see, that's not his hand, though. See, what's that, though? What's that? Oh, that's his hand.
Yeah, that's his fist.
Oh.
Thinking
this was all dick shape for a sec.
Like, we just have made this, like, fucking.
There she goes. There she blows.
Indeed.
The director's like, okay, alright, I know that you want him to shut up, but
let's say other words.
She's like, shut the fuck up, you suck your balls, shut the fuck up. Oh, we don't get the cum shot. That's always a tricky situation when you're on Pornhub and then right before the cum shot happens, he's like, go to this. You know what I mean? That's a good promo thing because it's like, all right, I'll spend $75, $95
per just month
to see that now. All right, let's move on. Oh, boob drops.
Titty drop.
All right, explain this.
So if anybody is a fan of Reddit, you can find anything on the Reddit. And my favorite Reddit thread is the titty drop thread.
Mm-hmm.
I spend hours upon hours just searching through titty drops. Just, there's an art form to the titty drop. There's the presentation. See?
Yeah.
The presentation. How is it set up? And then when does... just that...
The exact reveal of the nipple.
The bounce of the breast.
Right.
The tautness of the shirt. There's so many things that go into... Now, I will admit, while this isn't... While these aren't official titty drops, they are nice reveals.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not classify them as titty drops, but
all so the same... So titty drops is when, like, the girl is, like, lifting up her shirt, lifting up, and the titties are, like, hugging the shirt...
And then...
Hugging the shirt, and then flop, flop.
Yes.
They just drop down, boom.
Yes.
I think Girls Gone Wild really started the titty drop phenomena.
I think they did. Girls Gone Wild and just Mardi Gras in general. Just, like, the the sexiness of just that...
When a girl, like, lifts her bra, and then the titties are, like, you know, suctioned up to the bra.
And you just see that little titty meat at the bottom, and you're just like, come on, titty. Yeah, so you see, like,
the bottom tit... And the bottom tit expands, flop, flop. These two
big old milkers
pop out.
It's like watching a wrecked or a NASCAR. You're just like, yes, finally.
Yeah.
I've been waiting so long.
Uh-huh. Now, what do you think of side boob in general? Do girls understand, like, when they wear, like, no bra and, like, spaghetti straps that, like, the side boob can, like, cause a car accident? Do they understand that? Dude, side boob is, like, my favorite angle of boob, because it's, like, the hidden boob. It's like, oh, they reach up at a bookshelf, and all of a sudden, just, like, you know what I mean?
It's that
like
boob
a magical...
It's that boob that just appears. It's just a unicorn, and it's... Everyone is special and amazing. They're like snowflakes.
Yeah. Look at this.
I will say, though, I disagree with you. I find that the number one cause of accidents is yoga pants.
Yeah.
The other
just
day,
a booty?
Right. The other day I was driving and, you know, the yoga pants, they're tight, and then you can see the panty line.
Yeah.
In this video.
So we see the same two cops that were busting into the other people, the same two ladies, and now they're just like, you know, I think that they're not really doing a lot of police work, you know, which is annoying. But they're, you know, whatever city that they're have jurisdiction in, like, the crime rate is, like, I don't know, is it going up or down?
It's gotta be going up.
If they fuck all the criminals, though, are they calming them down? Are they taking their edge away? You know?
I'm pretty sure they don't have many repeat offenders. They're just like, you know what?
Or maybe they're like, let me commit crimes.
Oh, so yeah, these super two, repeat offenders.
These two bad bitches show up and suck and fuck me.
I think, like, that's the plan. Like, they fuck all the African-American criminals. Yeah.
Like, oh, no, don't send Tiffany it's and like, Beth around.
They're like, don't rob another bank. Robs another bank. Girls come back. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to do this one. And then that's third strike. He's out. He's got life now. That's another black man off the streets.
You've been a bad, bad boy. I like when one of them, like, pushes the guy's butt. To, like, help him fuck her friend?
I never understand that. It's like, I can do it.
You don't think it helps? Do you think it takes some of the need off his cardio?
I mean, I get it. You want to feel like you're doing something?
That's like all like
I'm weird. I'm weird about my butt.
See, when we were watching, like, the BBW lesbian orgy, a lot of the, like, extra bitches around that weren't getting fucked by the strap-on were just... pushing the fucking manatee into the other one. So we're just pushing the flat part into the other one. Excuse you.
Excuse you.
All right, let's keep it going. Oh, wow. We forgot about this titty drop. Is that a titty drop? It's kind of one.
No, it's a reveal. Titty drops. She would have lifted it up.
A titty drop. But see, this is just a reveal. She just peels it down from the top. So that's a titty reveal.
Don't get me wrong. That's a very sexy titty reveal.
Yeah. So you're saying if she just pulled the bra up instead of peeled it from the top, that's a different fetish.
That's a whole nother
Yeah,
genre.
You want the flop, flop. Two titties drop.
I want them to drop, swing a little bit, and hit each other like Newton's cradle.
The little, like, clacky things?
Yes.
Okay, now this is more of, like, actual research for what you do. Like, this is... Okay, this is a cuckold video. Right. And what I like is the husband lubed up the black bull.
Right.
So that it could better lube his dick when he fucks his wife in front of him.
Right.
I liked how he helped in the process, like, very directly. Now, the guy who's being cucked right now, he's got, like, a chain around his neck, like a dog collar, so he's a very submissive cuck.
Right.
Go on.
I've met a couple couples where the husband is like is very submissive, and I'll admit, like, that's always weird to me.
Yeah.
Because like
this is so loud.
It is very loud.
It's at like 8% volume.
But she's just
going for it. All right.
I find that I don't know. It's just weird to me when the husband's super submissive because. Yeah. They kind of they want to touch your penis. Sometimes they want to suck it, and then like they're like, "Well, do you want to fuck my husband?" And it's like, not really into that. You know, that's not like the part I like. If he wants to fuck you while we're fucking, I mean, that's one thing. Or like when they snowballing, you know that. I don't get the head either.
So what aspect of snowballing would you partake in?
None of it, really.
Oh, so what if you come into her mouth and then she spits it onto the husband?
I mean, that's their thing. I don't really... I have no say in that. I mean, if...
But you're cool with that because it's like...
Because I'm just blowing the load. I'm not transferring cum to anybody. What she does with it after it's in her mouth, that's her business.
This is a good video. I like this video. This guy is kind of creepy, though. Like, the husband is creepy. Now he just has to smell. Now he's just smelling her vagina after it's been, like, deep black-dicked. What's weird about this guy is he seems gay. He doesn't seem like he is her actual husband.
But, like, he's just, like...
He's just staring at the cock the whole time.
Right.
Look at his vision.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think the interview for this went? Like, the porno director? Like, went to the husband?
I feel like... He just sat them all three in the room, and he's like, "Can you be the biggest, blackest dick?" And he's like, "Yeah, I can definitely do that.
Yeah, I got that.
I got that down on point."
Okay, what do you think the little cucky husband said? He's like, "I'm just down for everything."
He's like, "I'm just down to get some third-party dick via spit."
Yeah, like, you could spit, like, the director's, like, going through a list, like, okay, well, she wants to, like, spit on your face. He's like, I'm okay with that. And he's like, well, they want to, like, sniff her pussy after it's filled with his cum. And he's like, yeah, I'm done for that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, can I just read the list a little bit way faster?
Can you also, are you also, like, willing to be choked out?
Can the black guy choke you out? He's like, yeah, I'm down for that. I'll make this real quick. Whatever happens on camera. What is happening?
What is it? Oh, there's an
So he's got like a chastity device. So on the guy's dick, he has a device where it's very painful for him to get a boner. His dick is literally under a lock and key. So he's watching this, and even him getting a... Oh, that's got to fuck you up sexually. To wear that thing...
I mean...
If you get a boner, it's like, it's going to be painful because it's confined to a little...
Right. It's just plastic all, it's in this little bitty old cage. Can't even get out.
Damn. That's a serious cuck maneuver. I wonder if production paid for that or if he just brought it from home.
He's like, I got my own. I got it. Don't worry, guys. I got this one.
I'm down for that. That's still yours. You ate half of that.
Mm.
Eating fried chicken. Wow.
Bam. That's an official titty drop.
Now we queued up a whole bunch of videos before this, and we are going through them one at a time. And this is our first official titty drop. I like how she goes from the bottom and flap. You see both of those titties drop. Big fat milkers. She's pretty hot. You can tell her face is real cute.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's the kind of girl I would go for, too. She's a little bigger. She's a little thickness to her.
Yeah.
But her face is so pretty.
I'm glad we can meet in the middle.
Yeah. This is like the middle ground broad. I like also she has a wedding ring. And I also like how it's like, it seems like the husband is filming this. She's like... How about the subreddit for titty drops? I could do the best one. I got the biggest titties. Okay, so you just film me because I still work at Geico, you know? So if you just film me from the waist down. We're just eating fried chicken, watching this titty drop 9,000 times in a GIF video that keeps going over and over. All right, so this is another cuckold video. It starts right off the bat. We're just... Just some sex, you know. The black guy's fucking the shit out of some white girl, slapping her ass.
Now I'll say, like, this is closer to the situations I'm usually in.
Where's the guy when this is happening?
Usually sitting off in a corner somewhere.
He's just, like, in the couch right over here.
He's just chilling in the doorway.
Oh, that's the dude?
Yeah.
Oh, he's just peeking? Kind of must see him. You just see his elbow right now. His elbow is just in the doorway.
Like he's just...
Oh, he's filming. He's iPhone filming.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's nice.
So they can just relive this moment.
I like how he's also part of the crew. Like, he's getting cucked, but he's also, like, helping film. I like how it... Wait. Did I just see what I thought I saw?
I think so.
Let's watch that. Let's repeat that. All right, Thomas, describe what you see as the guy walks by.
Okay.
And let's just make sure that we're not misinforming our audience. But I think we both saw the same thing.
We have to be completely sure. Because on the Highway Diaries, this is not fake news.
No. This is the real.
This is the real.
So I think a part of cucking culture that we're realizing, there's the through line. And the through line... He's definitely wearing a device.
That's definitely something.
Yeah? So I think he's wearing the same device.
He probably is.
Where there's a plastic thing on his dick under lock and key where the cuck, the guy who's being cucked, the guy whose wife is getting fucked, is not allowed to get a boner while he's watching his wife. That's the part that's most confusing for me because it's like they're disallowing him from getting pleasure from the situation.
Because,
have you been with any couples that had that stipulation on it?
No. I think we were talking about this earlier, but there's kind of this.
She just unlocked. Now the wife just is unlocking her husband's penis device. Dude, if I was in that thing for a day, I think it would break my dick.
Bro,
What happens if your just dick just starts inflating while it's in that thing? It just must be awful.
But I think we were talking earlier, and I was saying that while there is like this subsect of cucking, where it is about the whole humiliation and being emasculated, there is a whole like another kind of subsect where it is just like, well, I like seeing my wife, you know, reach the height of her pleasure. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll get her there any way I can. And I find, like, those were the couples I was really meeting. I wasn't really meeting anybody that was all about the humiliation.
It was more just like, all right, look, I'm dealing with, like, a 4.5-inch dick, you know? I want my wife to experience, like, an 8-inch fucking fat hog that's going to really tear her up. So she uncorked her husband's cuck device, and now he's just jerking off in the corner. So now he's allowed to.
Right.
So for the first half, he could. Man, he's got like a small one, though. Is that even. Does he even have a bone in there? Yo, if I was his wife, I would get fucking cuckled too, bro. Right. Look at that thing. Look at what the husband has to work with. It's like, oh, that's pathetic. That's why people should not wait for marriage to have sex. You know?
Right.
Like, oh, he makes a lot of money. He works on Wall Street. You know, it's a perfect man. It's a perfect man. He's 6'4". You know? This guy works at Goldman Sachs. He's going to be like, you know? Oh, just marry him. I know it's going to be a good time. We'll have a big apartment. You know? And then she gets in bed with him and he pulls out that thing. And she's like, what? Like,
what am I going to do with all this?
And she's like, can you get a boner? And he's like, this is a, oh. All right. Now, this is like the Coctagon, you know? This is a different ball game. So a bunch of women, like, show up to a castle. And there's a sport, you know, called Ultimate Surrender. And a bunch of busty ladies get into the wrestling matches, and I think whoever loses, whoever gets pinned, then gets fucked.
Right.
By a strap-on, right?
Right. That's very accurate.
I've seen some of these videos before. These I'm into.
It's definitely my love for hardcore lesbian porn and wrestling.
Yeah. You like professional wrestling?
I guess. Would you call it amateur? Like college?
Okay.
College, Olympic. I wrestled in high school, so kind of seeing a group of hot girls is kind of wrestling each other is super into.
Yeah, yeah. Because you like the technique. You can be their coach in the corner. You know? See, this underboob is what drives me crazy. I love underboob.
I like the perfect, like, oh, just enough cloth to cover the nipple, but not enough to cover the whole boob.
Oh, yeah. What's better, like, underboob or side boob? You know, those are both good boobs. Round one.
No, even the referee, she's just like, I gotta...
In a bikini, this is a more modest... Referee.
I feel like she's trying to flex. Like, she's just like, yeah.
She seems like a bodybuilder, like, between competitions. She hasn't, like, dehydrated to get cut for the competition, but she's, like, definitely has that body. Alright.
Just go blah, blah, blah. Rules.
How much do we have to fucking talk about this? All right, two girls are just... Oh, these are good videos.
Yes.
In my opinion, they put the two hottest girls to start. So it's an arm wrestling competition, but they're allowed to pull hair, I think?
It's like they have to arm wrestle to see who gets dominant position.
Oh, okay.
For the first round. It's supposed to be done by... Okay.
Wait, they were, like, making out during the arm wrestle.
That's a stalemate, dude. We gotta figure out dominant position.
Why can't you just both start on your feet and see who takes the other girl down?
See, now, if you want to, you know, go by old-style rules, then yeah, we could do that. But, dude, this is subset two. You know, these are the new rules. I'm sorry that you can't just, like, get into it.
Oh, yeah. It's like a different ballgame here. So they're starting on their knees. So they're not... So nobody got started in dominant position. So now they're, like, fighting for it, chicken fighting for it. They're both on their knees. Whoa! All right. They're flopping around.
See, there are moments where it's like, okay, of course, they're just trying to, like, be sexy. But they're, like... what she just did was,
yeah,
like she just kind of hip tossed her,
yeah.
Going, and then I was like, okay, that's a sexy technique. Like, not only am I turned on,
I like how they immediately start to also pull at each other's bikinis.
Oh yeah, did you get points for ripping off the bikini, for fondling breasts, kissing?
Oh, for fingering.
Yeah, for fingering.
You had a full finger in the. In your opponent's pussy, then that's, like, extra points.
Oh, yeah.
She just pulled guard, hip toss.
For real.
Top position.
The 2-on-1 advantage?
2-on-1? This seems illegal.
Oh, wait, this is a tag match now? What?
Wow.
See, there's a little bit of everything in here, dude.
Yeah.
You into cat fights, interracial, face sitting, little hair pulling?
Like one just licking the other's face while she's mounting her.
Like just crazy smiling laughter. Yes, that's actually.
There's a lot of face sitting action. Once you get the fingers in there, then it's like.
Then that's game over.
Yeah. Are we even wrestling anymore? Why is this about. Violence. Why can't it be about the love? Man, that one's got a great body.
I'm super digging that just crazy red hair. That's pretty hot.
This one here?
Not her.
Oh, that one?
Yes.
This is a full-blown wrestling competition, you know? For like, real, all man. Of them are, like, waiting in the wings. They're like, tap me in, coach. They get in there. Their bikini falls off in, like, 4 seconds. And then it's like someone gets fingered.
Yeah,
what
is going
on? You're getting fingered, bitch. That one girl was, like, not inside.
She's saying, like, your fingers weren't in. Looks like blue team won.
Blue team. Oh, green team won? Oh.
No,
blue team won.
And now they get their prizes.
Oh, now they pick a prize?
Yes, and they just kind of skull fuck these.
So now all the winners, I see. All the winners are wearing dildos.
Yes.
So that they announce the winner, and now the losers are punished.
Yeah, you strip them of their colors, and you just degrade them.
That's the hottest bitch, man. Look at that girl. Now they all have to suck the dildos. Again, it's weird when the lesbians make the other lesbians suck the strap on. Because nobody's feeling anything. It's just like a power move. It's like pegging, you know? Nobody feels anything here.
No, it's all about the aesthetics.
Wow, they're being humiliated. Now, as the girls are getting fucked, they're forced to kiss each other while they're getting fucked.
What a shame.
Is this a punishment or a reward? The humanity. Wow. Now, this is like, this is like most of the video.
What is it? Oh, God, there's like another 7 minutes of
this.
Damn. Which I'm not opposed to.
No, we can watch this. All right, girls.
It's like, no, dude, we can finish.
Yeah, there's something into it. I could watch this all day. All right, girls, you punish each other. Me and Uncle Rufus are going to sit in the corner and take our cock devices off so we can jerk off our fucking porn sticks.
It's just...
Man, this is... The Highway Diary is taking a turn.
It really has.
You know, at first I was like, oh, I'm just a comedian. We should watch Kweevo. What? How many? Do you know how many episodes I was like, oh, when did you realize you're a comedian? What's your favorite joke? You know what I mean?
Before you're just like, hey, let's just watch porn.
Yeah, I was like, what's your favorite porn? Let's watch it. Let's discuss it. Whoa. All the different positions.
You gotta make sure you get it all, dude.
It's interesting to me to watch the girls be the dudes. That's interesting to me. Because, like, girls don't have this. It's like a phantom limb.
Right.
If someone, like, gets their arm cut off, they feel like, oh, I still feel like I have my arm. Like, it's like a phantom limb. So they, like, have, like, these phantom-limbed cocks where they, like, are, like, so vicariously pumping through them. I wonder if they start to, like, feel that sensation. Now, also, when they have a strap-on and they're fucking some other broad in the ass with their strap-on... I wonder if the bottom end of the strap-on is hitting their clitoris as they're fucking. Like, do they feel that, you know? Like, what are they getting from this? Because the winners get to do that, so it's like they would prefer... They were wrestling hard in the competition.
Yeah.
So that they could wear the dicks, right. You know?
Are you squirting? I don't know. I think it's kind of like the vicarious thing where it's just like, oh, seeing you get off is just like, knowing that I'm doing that. Is this hot? I don't know. I just know... I just know... favorite video of all time.
Damn.
It's the greatest thing ever.
I like...
She's hot.
Yeah, that bitch is hot. My ass is getting pounded. She's in pain here. She's getting fucked in the ass by a giant dildo. Everyone wants to be, like, in a situation where they're, like, in a harem.
Right.
I think this, like, a king has a harem. There's just, like, 15 girls he can go downstairs and just fuck all day. And this is kind of, like, giving that experience. And they told the girls, like, you're getting fucked in the ass. Everyone fucks in the ass now. Two girls are just scissor.
Now it's just a scissor fest?
Nobody's got dildos now. Now it's about scissor time. You got fucked in the pussy, you got fucked in the ass, scissor time.
Scissor.
This is very confusing to me. I have no idea really how this works or what's happening. They're just rubbing clits.
Like, I don't even understand, like, the plot anymore.
Yeah. I don't know how this...
Like...
Just mash our gooshies together.
It just went from, like, yeah, we're fucking everybody to, like, hey, let's just butch vaginas.
It just looks like she's fucking her leg. She's, like, dry humping her leg like a dog. There's some toe sucking here.
See, like I said, it's for everybody. Look at all this interracial toe sucking action.
Oh, now they're going like dick to dick? Or like. Alright, now it's cunnilingus. I like the different phases. First it was the strap on in the pussy, then the strap on in the ass, then the scissoring, then the cunnilingus. Wow, how many rounds are there? Now they're hitting the showers. Now, do you think when the cameras are off and they go to the showers, do you think that they're done? And also, was this in a high school that, like, functions as a high school? Like, where was this location? Is this a church basement?
Like, did they
put mats in?
Did they just go to a high school and be like, hey, can we borrow these mats? For like an hour and a half.
Yeah, but the mats are like ultimate surrender mats.
See, they turn against like their team captain.
Oh, they're punching her in the stomach while they're putting a dildo on her pussy. That's a great video.
It's so perfect. Oh, wait, what?
Whoa!
Are you about to see a fist?
Oh, yeah, the team captain is getting fisted now because, whoa!
Whoa! Punching his stomach, fisting.
We should have practiced more. You should have made us really get a little girl so, like, do running exercises because then we all lost. What? When a girl gets fisted, I always wonder, like, are they going to pull out a rabbit?
I would expect, like, the fucking different color cloths.
What sorcery is
it's
this?
It's like, god damn.
Alright, let's move on to a different subject.
Alright.
This girl, do you know this lady?
No.
Alright, this lady, between 2001 and 2003, this girl put a new deep throat blowjob on the internet every single day. So she's like one of like the hardest workers. You know, there's like 1,000 videos of her.
Wait, out there. From 2000 what?
From 2001 to 2003, she put a video on the internet every day. Maybe 2004. Her name is Heather Brooke, and her website is www.i, like an iPhone.
Yeah.
ideepthroat.com. Now listen to this bad bitch talk. Like, she doesn't just suck your dick. She, like, talks you. You know what I mean? She, like, explains to you what's about to happen, and mm-hmm. then it happens. Listen to her. What?
I want it all to go right down my throat.
Whoa. She's like, chug me with your lungs. And then look at this, like, sword swallowing skills. Look at that. That's like a 9-inch thick.
No hesitation.
Just go, like, go. Like, she's a worker. Like, she's like the Undertaker, you know? She's been doing it since 92. You know what I mean? She's just in the trenches every day making videos. And just, like, on her off season, she's, like, buying cucumbers. You know? Like, she's, like, a worker. She trains hard.
Like, do you think, like, she wakes up in the morning and is like, all right, practice 2 hot dogs? All right, I got it. I'm ready for my day.
She seems like a professional. Look, she's like balls deep, like most of the blowjob. Now, while we're watching this, Thomas Jones, you told me a story, and I think I've jerked off to the fantasy of this story before that you told me. Now, your prom, what happened in the limo? I've jerked off to the story before, and you've told the story before on my podcast, but it's been like a year and a half since you've been on my podcast, so I just want you to tell it. Tell the audience, like, the hottest thing that's ever happened.
God damn it.
Use these napkins here.
In high school, my prom was... it was just a bunch of football players and wrestlers and I guess what you consider cool people.
You had varsity jackets on. You're in the prom limo, you know. You got the alpha spunk.
The girl I was with, we were together for a while at the time, and I guess we were just like, fuck it. And she, yeah, we were on a party bus, not a limo, but.
Oh, okay.
We're kind of in the corner, and she's trying to secretly, not even secretly, but she's just trying to give me a blowjob. She is giving me a blowjob. Just on the party bus.
Look at that good girl just taking the load like so deep.
Hey, she's a professional.
Look, her eyes are tearing, but she's like, I don't care about breathing.
I have a job to do.
God damn.
That's to take this dick.
Alright, so what happened on that party bus?
I started to get a blowjob from my prom date. And everybody kind of started seeing that I was getting blown. And for some reason, the other girls were like, okay, I guess, and started blowing their boyfriends.
Right, right.
And we're just we're just a bunch of 18-year-olds on a party bus getting blown. And just so, looking at each other, just like, yeah.
Now, what was the bus driver saying? Like, was the bus driver, like, some carny who, you know what I mean? Like...
No, because it was like a...
Was it, like, just a normal bus driver that normally has a route, and then they're getting overtime for doing this job?
No, I guess they're, like, limo... Because it's a party bus from a limo company.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's a regular limo driver, so he probably has seen this shit all the time, so he's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
They're gonna fuck in the back of the bus, let him fuck. They can pay the deductible. To clean the cum out of the seats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you think he was mopping? He was like, alright, I'm not gonna say anything, but you guys are gonna have to pay a fucking cleaning fee.
To be completely honest, I never really thought about that until now.
Look at this dirty bitch. They're in an airplane, and then they just run into the bathroom, and now, boom. She's, like, putting her skills to the test, like, Mile High Club style. God, see, that, she's so hot. Look how hot she is.
Don't get me wrong. Very hot. But when we're up that high in the air, and I got a dookie, this is just disrespectful. To just take this whole bathroom... Because you want to suck some dick? Yeah, but
there's probably like four. There's probably four bathrooms, so... You know, what are you gonna do?
Nah, dude, it's... Save this for your seat. The in-flight movie... We're watching another Adam Sandler movie.
So you get back to a plane...
I'd rather watch you suck some dick.
Bitch. So you're saying if you get to the back of a plane and there's four bathrooms and all four bathrooms are taken up, and then someone whispers, and they go, like, the captain comes to the back. Like, he's like, look, it's not an autopilot. I just want to say this. Cameras in all the bathrooms. Don't ask me why I'm telling you. Don't ask me how I know this. Don't ask me questions. But what I will say is, what are you madder at? Bathroom A, some old lady's taking a osteoporosis shit. And two, they have lupus, and it's, like, really, like, thick turds. Number three, some girl is, like, super deep-throating her boyfriend. And number three, it's like some teenager who's having stage fright. You know? What bathroom are you most angry at? I would definitely be like, well, can we like throw this osteoporosis bitch off the plane? She hasn't got a lot of time left anyway.
Jesus.
I would say that guy's getting a blowjob. Please don't knock on that door. Do not interrupt. Someone's finally doing it. Look at that dildo. She's training in the off season. That's why I like this girl.
It's like she's hard, like, work. I'm going to the Olympics. One day I'll be able to swallow this whole damn, she's cute.
Look how cute she is. And it's like, she's, even though she's like super hot, she's not like resting on any laurels.
Right.
In the, you know, she's like shoving like giant like dildos in her mouth all night. You know what I mean?
Right.
She's not like, oh, I'm like good at sucking dick. She's like, no, tomorrow morning I gotta,
like, I'm getting it. like I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To take dick is my request.
See, what do you think about like this whole getup though? Like the bunny outfit, like the little Playboy bunny thing.
I mean, I get it. It's Easter. You want to be cute. just suck the dick.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend put on, like, little rabbit ears like that, and I thought it was so sexy when she sucked my dick. But then she would, like, every time she would lean over, the ears fell off, and she'd, like, put them back on, like, six times. It kind of ruined the illusion a little bit.
I don't know, dude.
I just think this lady's a trooper.
I feel like I've gotten off of, like, that anime Catwoman porn. Yeah. That, like, just ears are just a turn-off for me now.
What? Say that one more time?
You have... Like, once you watch, like, so much anime Catwoman porn and Bunny Woman porn, that when you wean yourself off to when you wean yourself off of it, just ears are a turn off. You're just like, ah. All
right, let's look up this shit. Are you joking? Like, this is, like, a prom for you? All right, so now we're looking for some Catwoman porn.
Like hentai.
Like this
gotta,
one?
No, like you gotta put like anime hentai.
Oh, okay.
Like Catwoman.
I see. What are we looking at?
Oh, Jesus. What is this?
See, like, there's so many, like, things like this, like, where it's, like, a fox, like, a sexy fox or whatever. It says, have a merry furry Christmas.
Jesus Christ, what is this?
This is a weird bound. It's like, she's wearing, like, latex pants, clearly, and she's just, like, bound to give a foot job. She's like, you know.
She's like, just...
I don't know if Pornhub is the right place for this. I don't know if they specialize in anime. What's this one? I like the production value here.
High class.
So it's like a robot guy. He's got like he's like half robot, half man, and his like definitely has a robot dick.
That is,
and this girl is just sucking it.
And she's just all about.
It's pretty hot.
I always find it weird, like, okay, so, like, this is a show, like, you know, I've always watched, like, when I was younger, Teen Titans. Can I mention that?
Go for it. Teen Titans?
Yeah, Teen Titans.
Where is this, damn.
And like,
I like that internal mouth cam.
I never get, like, the people that are just like, okay, I'm gonna mesh up, like, these are, like, real, like, lines from the show that they just, I guess, meshed up, and they're like, okay... Now I'm gonna draw pictures of them fucking. That's weird to me. Like, that's over the line.
So, like, you're saying, like, when a cartoon isn't made to be hentai, like The Simpsons or, like, stuff like that. Like, you're like, why are you violating these characters?
Yeah, it's like...
When they can, like, draw them perfect.
Yeah.
And they look exactly... Wow, she's getting both her holes plugged up. See, what do you think about that internal cam? When they're like, you know, she's getting fucked, and then they go like, this is like the angle of the dick, like the dick POV. Man, she just keeps on getting filled with cream. How much cream is she taking, bro?
That's what I'm talking about. It's just... And then they're just watching like, oh yeah, this is totally cool.
Anyway, we're watching this from above in the spaceship. That's not weird. Oh, wow. So they're watching this from the spaceship, and now they're getting frisky with each other. But is that like a mangina? What's going on there?
Oh, that's definitely a vagina.
Whoa. See, that's the internal cam, bro.
That's like one of those things, like...
He's like, why aren't you taking my call? I'm trying to call you up in Space Command. Whoa.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. Eric, why are we doing
She's
this?
She's just getting so filled. I'm just like, when is it?
What is
That's like
this?
The fourth time she got creamed on. That's the thing about, like, anime. You just keep cream, keep
you,
the cream.
You can just keep going.
It's like when you got a real dude, he's like, can you give me some Coke or something? But, like, these girls, they're, like, just, like, they just keep on getting creamed on because you can animate.
You can,
once you're drawing stuff, you can just draw.
You can just
and then she got
so
creamed
chance.
On again. And then she got creamed on again. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like this, like, we're watching a compilation of this girl, I Deep Throat. This girl, Heather Brooke. But this is recorded over, like, months and months.
Right.
So, but when you're animating it, it's just... All the loads. All right, now, what do you think about incest porn, Thomas? Are you into incest porn?
No.
Why not?
It's just one of those things. It's just like, it's kind of weird.
Do you feel like that's a boundary that you're like, oh, am I going to like this too much? Or is this, this is illegal, so it's violating?
We're going to watch it, and then I'm going to reconsider our friendship, maybe.
All right. So this video is just called, this is on motherless.com, it's just called Dad Too Much to Swallow. So she's like, Dad, why'd you throw, like, you could have came a little bit and I could have swallowed it, but this is just way too much, you know? It's like the anime version of incest. It's like a live action version of the other cartoon we just watched. Where he just, like, had so much cum, he just kept... And also, we had, like, all these tentacle dicks that came out from different angles, and they all were just so filled, you know what I mean? It's like he had a fucking...
Just so aggressive.
He had, like, a custard backpack or something.
Like, he just had...
See, now he starts blowing his load, and she's like, burp, burp, and now it's already over. That's it. I like how fast it was. Like, that guy knew what he wanted. He was just like, I'm just going to quick on bus as quick as possible, you know?
Just in and out.
Is that hot, though? What do you think of this girl? She's a giver, you know? She's going for it in this video.
I mean, she is cute, but then it's like the whole, if she really is blowing her dad, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, but you like don't that's, know.
Is that what gets it for you? It's like the fact like it could
but it might not be. Yeah, that's like incest porn because you can never trust the titles,
right?
You know, you can't trust people if you're on Craigslist. Oh yeah, I'm a cat lady. You know, you don't know what's going on. It's that thing of, I don't know. Did I just watch a crime happen, or is that the hottest shit ever? All right, well, we don't have to watch this 17 more times. Let's go back to some, look at this bitch. Just puts things in her butt. All right, so what, now your cuck career, like, do you want to be monogamous with a couple? Do you want to just, like, be, like, the go-to? Or would you prefer having, like, multiple couples that you come in for, you know? Would you rather, like, a flock of different options? Like the preacher at a super church?
I kind of like having, like, just kind of one couple to focus on. Like, monogamous with a couple, because it's almost kind of like dating, really. Mm-hmm. Where you gotta learn what kind of things they're into, what they want to see, what they like. You know, one couple may be rougher while we have sex, while another couple may be, you know, more laid back, more making love than fucking.
Mm-hmm.
There was one couple I was with where the husband liked to, you know, he just liked to watch, and he'd just be like, yeah, get it, you're doing a great job, yeah, fuck her real good. Yeah, baby, you like that
shit? He was just your corner man.
Yeah, where he's just like my corner man. And there are other couples where, you know, husband just sits back and he doesn't say anything. There was one guy, he just sat there and he smoked a cigar and he just watched. Didn't even touch himself, just watched.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of learning different people and, you know, figuring out, okay, this is what works, this is what I'm going to do.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back in a minute. Now I watch... You do stand up all the time. Like, we see each other, like, once a week or something like that.
Right.
And there was one time where you were at Babylon at one of those 6 p.m. shows. And you were, like, the only one there. It was you and Kyle.
Right.
And you started doing some material that exposed yourself in a different way. What were you talking about?
I guess you're talking about when I don't want to say I came out, but I came out openly about my bisexuality. And the thing was, I've always been bisexual. It's not like, oh, I just discovered this. And it's not like, oh, I was ashamed of it and I was hiding it from everybody because I was embarrassed. But I always found that it wasn't really anything to talk about. Once again, not like because I'm ashamed. It was just like, you know, it wasn't really important. You know? I believe that I would say, like, I'm just sexually attracted to people. You know, if I get to know you and I like you and I like being around you, you know, I can find myself being sexually attracted to anybody. I will say, though, my main preference is women. I'll go out to a bar and I'll look to pick up a woman. But if I go out to a bar and I happen to find a dude, that's cool.
It's more like a plan B. It's like, oh, well, plan A didn't work, let's go.
I wouldn't even say it like that.
Hey, you guys like football?
I wouldn't even say it like that. It's kind of like, I find like bisexual guys, or at least like what I've noticed is like bisexual guys, like, we're not always going out to, you know, get pussy or to get laid. You know, sometimes, you know, we'll go out to a bar just to be somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I guess you can kind of sense it because almost every time, like, I've seen another dude just kind of chilling out and I've talked to him, he has been bisexual. And it's usually, like, just to kind of, like, hey, what's going on? How's it going? And then, you know, you talk up and you always throw out, hey, I'm bisexual. Mm-hmm. Just as that, hey, you know, I'm kind of into dick. And then, you know, they usually throw back, well, I'm bisexual too. It's like, yeah, I'm totally into dick. You want my dick? Yeah, sure, I can have your dick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else. It's just so, for me, it's just another, like, whatever kind of things where it's just like, yeah.
How does that fit into your being a cuck for relationships? Does that come in because, you know, it's a guy and a girl? You know, so normally you're probably, like, fucking the girl in front of the guy.
Right.
But do you do any stuff with the guy ever, you know? To humiliate the girl? Is it ever, like, reverse cuck?
No, I've never... That would be interesting, actually. But I've never been in anything like that. All my cuck situations have been husband watches while I fuck the wife. He usually doesn't touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it does, it's just like, yeah, get it. You know, just kind of like...
Slapping your back. Yeah, like, hey,
you got it.
You're fucking that pussy.
Yeah, wow. Champ, get it.
All right. The material you did when you were talking about being bisexual is you were describing the kind of guy that you're into. You're not really into, like, the girly girl guys, right?
Nah, I'm...
Like, the sissy boy. What's your, like, ideal man? If you're going for, like, a bisexual dude, or...
My ideal match for a man is somebody that's, I would say, kind of like me. He's, like, more masculine. Very... It's, like, I want somebody, you know, like, we can watch a football game and then we can go catch, like, a show at the theater.
Yeah.
You know, I want you like you're into music.
Someone who expands your mind.
Yeah, somebody
that. And your beehole. Are you exclusively a top?
For now, yes.
You've never been penetrated? You're not into that?
I've had one girl put a finger in my butt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a male G-spot. Don't take away that pleasure from yourself. But I haven't had anything other than that one girl's finger.
Did it feel good?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I will say, like, the first time, it's just a surprise. It's like, because what happened, I'll tell you, so what happened was she was blown.
So the girl was blowing
me. Yeah, she was just blowing me.
Yeah?
And, you know, I did the neighborly thing, and I said, oh, I'm about to come. And instead, like, I was expecting her to be like, okay, cool, jerk, jerk, jerk.
Right.
But no, she just puts a finger right in my butthole.
Wow.
And I've never come harder in my entire life. And the thing was, like, I kind of had to pretend to be mad. I was mad, but, like, not as mad as I made it seem.
So you threw more of a fit, but you were like, thank you? You know, you should have told me. You should have told me.
Essentially,
you should have explained to me,
bitch. Why you can't just tell me something? We need to talk this out.
Yeah,
just talk to me next time, and like just walk away and just be like, okay, let me assess myself now.
One time, so my like high school girlfriend, we like got like a thing of rubber gloves and lube one time, and we were like, we're doing this. The only thing we haven't done to each other yet is like put fingers in butt. Like we, right. Butt on both sides of this equation is like the only thing we haven't done, right? So the first thing, you know, I lubed up my finger. I put the plastic glove on like a surgeon.
Right.
I put my finger in her butt, and she was like, all right, whatever. She put it in my butt, and I was like, whoa, don't do that. Like, I've always had hemorrhoid issues. You know what I mean? So as soon as she went in there, it was just like itchiness. It's like she burst a blister, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I was like, no. Like, it's like, for me, it's just not, I don't know. I don't think I'm connected that way. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe like Puneet Lakhmani, like if a doctor did it and like he like looked at a chart and he saw where my prostate was and he could also like lube up his finger with like hemorrhoid ointment as well. Like if he, like aloe vera or something.
Get that super soothing.
Maybe there's a way to do it, but I'm not curious. I'm not curious enough to have anybody try it. You know, it's just like, for me, I'm just like very kind of close-minded to that whole situation.
You, one day, you're going to find the woman that you love.
Yeah.
And she will slip a finger in your butt.
Yeah, like, also, again, it's got to be the right circumstances. Like, I have to have, like, my hemorrhoids lasered and then, like put on the calendar, like, 2 weeks after that appointment.
It's not up to you. It will be her.
So you think she'll just be blowing me one time, just like sticking in?
Yes, she's just
gonna be like, "How dare! I can't believe naughty, no,
you bitch! I'm gonna take a nap."
Yeah. Oh, the kid's back from school.
We gotta start the game.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well. Thomas, I think we that about concludes another episode of the Highway Diary. I got some shows coming up. So I think April 7th, I'm at the Irish House. And April 8th, I'm at Bullet Sports Bar. So check me out there.
I think I'm on that Bullet show with you.
Yeah, you're doing Bullets April 8th?
I think so, yeah.
Saturday, April 8th, Bullet Sports Bar. Also, there's some other shows, but I think I'm going to air this in 2 weeks, so yeah. I can't talk about stuff that's going to happen tomorrow. Okay, that's another episode of the Highway motherfucking Diary in the bag.
Oh, you mind if I plug some stuff?
Go for it.
Flying Ukulele Brothers on YouTube. Look us up. Me and my little brother write dumb funny songs on ukulele. And if you like ukulele music and dumb funny songs, check out the Flying Ukulele Brothers.
Beautiful. Thomas Jones, you're one of my best friends in the world, one of my best friends in New Orleans.
Oh, Eric.
You're such a sweetie. Every time I have you over, you're a pleasure. You know, we smoke weed, we do podcasts.
Oh, thank you.
Nothing is more fun. That's another Highway Diary in the motherfucker bag. Later.